Welcome to the Senior Zone,
where we connect older adults with the organizations and resources that serve them.
The Senior Zone's goal,
while working with local and national partners,
aims to educate, empower, enlighten, entertain, and engage older adults with the tools and information to stay healthy, happy, and secure.
Great guests, health tips,
upcoming events,
and useful information.
So get ready to take notes
and have some fun.
It's now time
for the Senior Zone.
Good morning. Welcome to the Senior Zone. I am your host, Sean Perry, and I sincerely thank you for listening and supporting the Senior Zone for nearly 4 years. 1 week from today, we'll celebrate our four-year anniversary, connecting seniors and those 50 and over with tips and directions to senior programs and services, tools and resources, events and advice, in the hope of improving the quality of life for each older adult that are listening to our show, while also creating new conversations and definitions around how we age. Why? We do this simply because we care. The call number for today's show is 240-638-5430. That's 240-638-5430. Well, coming up shortly, we're discussing in our first segment the importance of self-care. Yes, taking care of yourself first and without any guilt or remorse. Our guest will be returning visitor Dr. Janet Taylor of AARP's Life Reimagined, where the life you dreamed of having still remains very possible. In our second segment, and joining me in the studio is the comeback kid himself, Dr. Willie Jolly, who needs no introduction, here to discuss his powerful techniques, ideas, principles, and strategies from his best-selling book, A Setback is a Setup for a Comeback. Lastly, we'll close out the show with birthday shout-outs as well as news and announcements. But allow me to thank those that keep us doing what we love to do here on the Senior Zone. And first up is Seabury Resources on Aging, their Connect a Card program. It gives D.C. residents a flexible choice for transportation and a subsidized Visa debit card. Call Seabury Resources on Aging, their Connect a Card program at 202-844-3000 for more information. That's 202-844-3000. Right at Home. Right at Home is the leader in the in-home senior care industry. Their trained caregivers provide the best in in-home care for seniors and disabled adults who need some assistance to maintain their independence. Yes, their independence. So if you're looking for the best in in-home care for yourself or your loved one, give Right at Home a call at 301-255-0066. That's 301-255-0066. AARP Legal Counsel for the Elderly. They provide free legal advice, assistance, and referrals to all district residents 60 years of age and older. So whether it's wills, power of attorneys, advanced directives, landlord-tenant disputes, estate planning, and so much more, LCE, they're there for you and at no cost. It is absolutely free. If you have any legal assistance needs, give them a call at 202-434-2120. That's 202-434-2120. Last but certainly not least, the D.C. Office on Aging, under the interim leadership of Laura Newland and their wonderful staff, they carry out a comprehensive and coordinated system of health, education, employment, and social services for the district's older adults, persons living with disabilities, and their caregivers. The D.C. Office on Aging, they can be reached at 202-724-5622. That's 202-724-5622. I believe we have, do we have Dr. Janet Taylor on the line, Winston? Well, you know what we're going to do? We're going to keep it moving, my friend. We're going to bring you and Dr. Eve Taylor on our show. You want to talk with me, Dr. Taylor? Get on that mic over there. We're having some technical difficulty. As soon as we can get Dr. Janet Taylor on the line, we'll just plug her right on in. But in the meanwhile, we're going to talk with the other Taylor, Dr. Eve Taylor. She is coming in our studio shortly. I'm putting her on the spot, but we're going to talk about just taking care of yourself. She's lived life long enough to know how to take care of oneself. So, Dr. Taylor, how are you doing this morning? Are you there?
Absolutely wonderful.
Absolutely. I'm thrusting you in. See, when you broadcast live, you got to be able to manage.
Got
to
make
it
fit.
On the fly. Am I right?
Make it work.
We're having some technical difficulty with Dr. Janet Taylor.
My name is Taylor.
And your name is Taylor. Any relations?
I don't know.
See, this is Godsend. I was destined to have a tailor on
yes,
the show.
Yes, yes. The
to have,
tailor.
The first name. Right.
Tailor.
And
so
both are doctors.
Absolutely.
See, I just had the first name wrong.
Wow. What God is doing up in here today.
Yeah, God is certainly good. And God sent you in here super early because he knew that you were going to be on my show today.
Because I just want everybody to know, sometimes you can't know. We don't pat ourselves on the back because of what we do. Because God said when we pray in the closet, pray in secret mm-hmm. and don't boast of yourself. So I want everybody out there to know. I'm going to take this opportunity to say, Sean Perry, don't forget that name, Sean Perry is on a mountaintop right now. God has created a path for him to deal with the senior zone. And then when I think about it and I look at Facebook and see that he's with AARP and he's over there and he's over here, his steps are ordered. Jeremiah 29:11. Mm-hmm. God says, I know the plans I have for you, says the Lord. He have great plans in store for you. And because of that, you're doing great and mighty things. So I'm going to pat you on your back today and say, I pray God continue to open every door that would take you to the next level of the senior zone, because truly, it is a critical program.
Well,
and it is needed because seniors need somebody to have a voice for them.
And you
are that voice.
Well, Dr. Taylor, you know, this was not planned. You know, this is we're live and impromptu right now. So I appreciate those comments. And yes, you know, seniors, and you know, I've just had a reverence, you know, and just a respect, you know, profound respect for the older adults. I still mm-hmm. call people maybe 10 years older than me, you know, sir and ma'am, you know.
You know, when you go into Walmart or the supermarket yep. and you see the senior citizens pushing their carts,
mm-hmm.
for me, it is a passion that I have to go over and say, how you doing, ma'am? How you doing, sir?
Mm-hmm.
And it's such a blessing that sometimes they just look for someone to talk to, because this weekend when I was away, and I know you're going to go on,
yeah.
visiting with my sister in the Alzheimer's Center, you're walking down the hall and you're seeing all these people that are neglected. Seniors need love, and you're giving it to them.
They're still doing. I try, and I try from the bottom of my heart with the best of my abilities. I believe we, and Dr. Taylor, Dr. Eve Taylor, I want to thank you for stepping in for Dr. Janet Taylor. Dr. Janet Taylor, are you there?
God bless.
Dr. Janet Taylor, are you there?
I'm here. Can you hear me?
I can hear you now. We had another Dr. Taylor step in momentarily while we were trying to connect with you. So it has all worked out well. But allow me to properly introduce you. We're kind of cutting, you know, short on time real quick. But Dr. Janet Taylor, she is a community psychologist, certified life coach, and thought leader at Life Reimagined. As a renowned mental health expert, she speaks frequently on the topics of minority health, stress management, parenting, and work-life balance. Janet practices the key tenets of Life Reimagined by guiding others through life's biggest challenges, and her well-being programs on her website helps other users build stronger relationships with friends, family, and themselves. So, Dr. Taylor, for the sake of time, tell us more about yourself real quickly and your role over at Life Reimagined.
So I am a thought leader at Life Reimagined, and Life Reimagined is all about your what's next. And I heard Dr. Eve Taylor talking about the joy that she gets from talking to other people and helping seniors and noticing. And Life Reimagined is about not only that, how you extend yourself to other people, but also pay attention to your own passion and purpose.
Yeah. So how does Life Reimagined specifically, you know, help older adults, our seniors?
Well, it's not only for seniors, but it's about understanding that, you know, it used to be thought that after you reach a certain age, like 50 or even 60, that your purpose and your passion decline in life. And what we know is that for many people, that's when they're really into their stride. And just because you're a certain age, it doesn't limit what your own desires are or your dreams and how those dreams may change across the lifespan. And Life Reimagined is there to remind people about that. There are online tools and offline meetings just to have people be around people who think the way they do, and also so you can dive deeper into your purpose.
Yeah. So we said we were going to talk about today, you know, the importance of self-care, taking care of oneself, you know, first, and doing so without any guilt or remorse. If you can, you know, talk to us about, you know, what is self-care? What's the difference between men and women?
So it's a great question. So self-care, a lot of people think that self-care is about when you go to the spa or when you get your nails done. But mm-hmm. self-care really is a healthcare activity, and understanding that it's those steps that you do to make sure that you have healthy sense of psychologically, your well-being, and also physically. So it could be taking your medication on time. It could be asking the doctor questions. It could be recognizing that you may be suffering or in pain and then making sure that you have the tools to do something about it. So often we give to other people at the expense of ourselves. And it's really reminding you that it's not selfish to be the most important person in your life and that you have to take care of yourself. And for men and women, it's different. Women, we are caregivers. We are the ones who want to make sure everybody's happy. And so men probably do a better job at self-care than women because women are just, our brains are focused. So we're thinking about ourselves, but we're also thinking about other people. So it may come a little more naturally to men than it does for women.
Yeah, you know, and, you know, I don't know how this may come across, but, you know, women are juggling a lot more than us men. I'm a man, and I'm going to say that, you know, but my wife juggles kids and work and maintaining the household, as well as, you know, care for her mother. So, mm-hmm. you know, there's a lot more, I would contend, is on a woman's plate than on a man's plate. So is there a right or wrong way, Dr. Taylor, in terms of recharging and de-stressing oneself?
Well, the only right way is to do it, and it's to recognize. For example, if your wife, if she needs help, it would be self-care for her to ask you to help, you know, for help. And so the point is just to recognize if you feel burnout or if you feel like you need help or if things are overwhelming that you're not alone and having the tools to do something about it. And one of the main tools is self-awareness. So often we go at 24/7 pace that we don't even recognize when we're stressed or tired and we keep pushing. So if you recognize that, to stop and ask yourself, what do I need? And hopefully you'll have the resources and tools to do that. And if not, you can find them.
Yeah, I would think that, you know, in many cases that one would have some level of guilt or remorse for taking time out for themselves when they're juggling so much. How would you speak to that? What would you know, for my wife out there and many, many others out there mm-hmm. who are just juggling so much but may have some guilt or remorse in taking time to provide yep. self-care. What advice would you give them?
So I would say don't feel guilty. It's not selfish. You know, guilt is a reaction, an emotional reaction when we've done something wrong. And taking care of yourself, especially if you're tired, especially if you're taking care of children or sick parents or a sick spouse, if you take time for yourself, there's no reason to feel guilty about that at all. In fact, it's a necessary aspect of it. Mm-hmm. So you have to lose the guilt and replace it with the understanding and belief that you deserve it because you have to take care of yourself. You have to look after yourself.
Yeah. For those that are listening that are providing, because we have some of our listeners are at work right now, you know, the 45, mm-hmm. 55, you know, year old, they're still at work, but they're providing, you know, care for their elders. Mm-hmm. What advice could we give that family caregiver, since this is, you know, National Family Caregiver Month, to just recognize that they may be under stress and need to provide care for themselves? How can you communicate mm-hmm. to someone else that, hey, man, hey, woman, you know, go out and take care of yourself. Do something for yourself that's going to relieve that stress, de-stress
yeah.
yourself.
Well, I think first it's a big thank you to all the family members who care for other people, and it's family taking care of family that makes up the biggest proportion of caregivers. But when you are taking your caregiver to an appointment, you know, make sure that you make your own doctor's appointment. If you're on medication, make sure that you take medication. If someone offers to help or relieve you so that you can take a break, say yes without guilt and go and rest or go for a walk or do something that you want to do and learn to ask for help if you need it. Mm-hmm. But then I think the biggest is to understand that it's very stressful and taxing when you're taking care of yourself and other people. And don't feel guilty about that, but recognize it and look at your schedule and see if there's something you can cut out so that you can do something solely for yourself. Mm-hmm. And it may mean if your kids are in daycare, you leave them there an hour later so you can go to the gym. Or it may mean you ask your husband or spouse or sisters or brothers to come over and help you so that you can go for a walk or you can take care of yourself. But it's extremely important that if you are caring for someone else, that you also recognize that your health, your mental health, your spiritual health, your emotional health is as important.
Yeah, there's a connection between the two, correct?
there's definitely a connection because people who are caregivers, I mean, they have an increased risk of stroke, an increased risk of high blood pressure, increased risk of cardiovascular disease. So when you're caregiving for someone, it also increases the potential that of your disease burden. And so the key is not to not take care of people because we have to, but also to be mindful of that and make sure that you are aware of your blood pressure, you're aware of your, if you're diabetic, your hemoglobin A1C or your blood sugar, and you try to get rest and eat as healthy as you can.
And that's important. You know, I'm glad you said that, Dr. Taylor, because we oftentimes think of self-care as maybe, you know, doing a spa day or for the gentleman maybe going out to play some golf. Well, golf may not be a de-stressor, but you get my point there. But
yes,
it's important to understand that self-care also means, as you just referred to, knowing your numbers, you know, knowing those gateway numbers, your blood pressure, your glucose, cholesterol, your BMI. Because you know, those are the gateway indicators to other chronic, diseases. And once you get there, now you may not be in a position to take care of your loved one.
Absolutely, it's not a luxury; it's a necessity.
Mm-hmm.
And the seven pillars of health, of self-care are health literacy. So being able to read and understand information, which means asking questions of your doctors, mental well-being, which incorporates self-awareness about how you're feeling, your ability to take care of yourself. Physical activity, eating healthy, avoiding risk, and also responsibly using medications or tests and all those things. So, again, it's the self-care is actually the largest part of health activity because most of us don't spend, you know, 90% of our time at doctors and hospitals. We spend time at home and with ourselves. So it's really about focusing on those activities that can make you healthier. And one of my favorite quotes is by Audre Lorde, and she says that caring for myself is not self-indulgence, it's self-preservation, and that's an act of political warfare.
Absolutely, absolutely. Lastly, before I let you go, Dr. Taylor, I understand you've designed mm-hmm. or put together seven pillars of self-care. Can you go through that real quick?
Yes, I didn't put them together, but this is from the World Health Organization. And as I mentioned, it's about health literacy, being able to understand and ask questions, your mental well-being, which is so important, which means like being aware of when you're in pain or suffering and so that you can do something about it, self-awareness, working out, physical activity, healthy eating, avoiding risk, and then making sure that you know how to take your medication, you're taking them on schedule, you know, you have access to your medication, and that's an important part of self-care. It's all those things that we do around keeping ourselves healthy and happy emotionally, physically, and spiritually.
Yeah, well, Dr. Taylor, I want to thank you for coming on to the Senior Zone. Once again, you're family now. You know that, right?
good, because family's late sometimes, so that's good. So.
That is so true, but, you know, I know it was it's all in love, Dr. Taylor, and you are welcome back anytime, and I anticipated
that.
That's why we had the other Dr. Taylor, you know, in your stead for those few moments. So I appreciate both Dr. Taylors, you know, coming on to the Senior Zone for this segment and recognizing just the importance of self-care and doing it without any guilt, you know.
Without any guilt, absolutely.
Absolutely. Because, you know, when you're better, you know, you can do better. When you're kind, you can be kinder to other folks. So, so thank you again. And keep doing the good work over at AARP's Life Reimagined.
Thank you. Thank you, Sean, for all you're doing.
All right. Thank you so very much. We'll be right back after this short break with, he needs no introduction, Dr. Willie Jolly. I am so excited.
I had money problems for several months and couldn't pay my rent. I explained the situation to my landlord, but he still says he's going to evict me. Is there anything I can do?
I gave out my personal information to someone over the phone who promised to lower my mortgage rate. I wish I hadn't fallen for that trick. Does that mean I'll lose my house?
Sadly, not having the resources for representation is a common reason many seniors are unable to protect themselves. For 40 years, Legal Counsel for the Elderly has been providing free legal services for D.C. seniors who can't afford their own. If you or someone you know is a D.C. resident 60 or older who needs legal help, please visit aarp.org/LCE or call 202-434-2120. Legal Counsel for the Elderly. We're here to defend the rights of D.C. seniors because everyone is entitled to lawful benefits and fairness in the justice system. Visit aarp.org/LCE or call 202-434-2120. Legal Counsel for the Elderly is a nonprofit charitable affiliate of AARP.
Right at Home is a special kind of company for seniors and others who need care at home.
We start with a full assessment of a person's situation. Then we create a customized plan and match up a caregiver.
We take them from disconnected to connected.
Our professionals help with basic tasks like preparing meals or medication monitoring. We provide support and transportation to doctor's visits and social events.
They become involved instead of uninvolved.
We'll take them where they want to go and help them keep doing the things that they enjoy.
With us, care is consistent, not inconsistent.
And every Right at Home caregiver is reliable, trained, and background checked.
So you can go from uncertain to certain.
It's the right care. Right at Home. Call Right at Home at 301-255-0066. We'll set up a free in-home consultation at your convenience. That's 301-255-0066.
An alternative transportation option for Washington, D.C.'s older adults. The Seabury's Connect-A-Card program provides subsidized transportation funds for eligible residents of the District of Columbia through a prepaid Visa debit card. Customers can use the Connect-A-Card to pay for transportation-related expenses, which include but are not limited to taxi services, public transportation fare cards, private transportation services, and intercity bus and rail. Who can apply? D.C. residents age 60 and older. Signing up could not be easier. Contact the Connect-A-Card office at 202-844-3000. That's 202-844-3000. And get your Connect-A-Card now.
We're back. This is the Senior Zone, and I am your host, Sean Perry. And with me today, he really needs no introductions, but I'll say his name anyway, is Dr. Willie Jolly. Good morning, sir.
Well, good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning. I have only just a minute, only 60 seconds in it, forced upon me. Can't refuse it, didn't seek it, didn't choose it, but it's up to me to use it. I must suffer if I lose it, give account if I abuse it. Just a tiny little minute, but an eternity is in it. Greetings to everybody who's listening across the airways and all the people who got my tweet just now, who are turning on right now online on the seat.
MySpiritDC.com.
All right, Coach. Turn on it. Tell Lottie, Dottie, and everybody, turn on the radio. It's about to get busy up in here.
I was already fired up. Can you get more fired up?
I tell you, I'm excited about being here. But then again, I must confess, I'm excited. Every day I wake up. Come on, somebody. Mm-hmm. I get up in the morning and I do it. I tell people, we're going to talk about it, in fact, tonight on my Facebook Live, what I do, my Monday night message that Sean is aware of, that Monday night I do a special message for people around the globe every at 9 o'clock on Facebook Live and Periscope. And I talk tonight about when I wake up in the morning, I say thank you. Sometimes I say it 100 times. I just say thank you 100 times. Thank you.
Dr. Jolly, there's times where I don't even know what to say sometimes. I can't find the words in my vocabulary.
Absolutely.
Other than just thank you.
That's all I just get up. Because thank look you. Here, when you have an attitude of gratitude, it changes your perspective about life. You might have some challenges. You might have some difficulties. You might have some stuff you're going through. But when you start to have an attitude of gratitude, It changes everything and gives you a new perspective. So I am grateful. So I'm grateful to be here. Grateful to be here with you on live. We've been talking about this for quite a while.
Yes, we have. On the Senior Zone.
Yes.
My mother would call this picking high cotton.
Picking high
I'm
cotton.
Bless her heart. I got Dr. Willie Jolly, not on the phone, but in studio.
In the studio.
So, allow me to properly introduce you for listeners who just may not know.
I got a lot of ground still yet to cover, all right?
Absolutely. Still work to be done, huh?
Yes.
Dr. Willie Jolly is a world-renowned speaker, singer, author, and media personality, all wrapped in one person, as you can already tell. In 1999, he was named one of the outstanding 5 speakers in the world and motivational inspirational speaker of the year by the 175,000 members of Toastmasters International. In 2005, he was inducted into the prestigious Speaker Hall of Fame, and in 2015, he replaced the legendary Zig Ziglar himself on the national Get Motivated Tour. Dr. Jolly is the host of the number one motivational show in America on Sirius XM Radio. He's also the author of several international best-selling books, including It Only Takes a Minute to Change Your Life, A Setback is a Setup for a Comeback. That's what we're going to talk about today. Turn Your Setbacks into Greenbacks. And lastly, An Attitude of Excellence. Dr. Willie Jolly, thank you.
Well, I'm honored to be here. I'm honored to be here, and I'm grateful for what you're doing. When you told me about this show, and I want to thank my friend Patricia Terrell,
yes,
who introduced us, and she said, you've got to know the great work that Sean is doing for seniors. And I have a soft spot for people who are committed to seniors. In fact, I was at an event on Friday night, and I met a gentleman. I had heard someone at this event saying, there's a gentleman here who is a caregiver for his 95-year-old mother, and that he has changed his whole life to be around her. And I thought about my mom and how the last few years of my mom's life, my brother and I were caregivers for my mother, who was in her late 80s. And so when somebody can make a commitment to take care of a senior, I believe that God has a special, rich, double blessing for them. So I'm just gone on to be here with you, and glad we could work out with my schedule to be here.
Absolutely, absolutely. And I'm fortunate and blessed, you know, to be here. But what I want to do, Dr. Jolly, is bless those that are listening to our voices today, and
get
some seniors, you know, fired up, you know, and ready to go. Get some of those seniors out there that think that because they reached a certain milestone, a certain number, 70, 80, 90, even 100, that they still have life and value left to provide in this
world. Oh, you know, you're talking my talk. I have been a big proponent for many years about encouraging people to not let your age limit your possibilities, not let your age keep you from being all God meant for you to be. That God didn't put your age on you to limit you, but just to count the years. Absolutely. Okay? And so there's great potential and possibility. In fact, we have seen studies shown that many people are starting businesses after the age of 80, are climbing mountains, are going on safaris, are doing things that they didn't think they could do because they changed their thinking.
Yes.
And so, as I have had so many people say, it's about your thinking that really determines your activity at a certain age. In fact, I give a great story about my friend Wally Famous Amos. Now, many people, everybody knows Wally Famous Amos because he's a cookie man. Well, I call Wally Famous Amos every year on July the 1st because it's his birthday. On his 75th birthday, 5 years ago, on his 75th birthday, he came to Washington, had a big party for him. We did an event together. And then we went to the Capitol on the 4th of July, and we wanted the west portico of the Capitol to see the fireworks. But every year after that, I have called Wally on July the 1st to say happy birthday. Well, this year, I called him on July the 1st, and I said, Wally, happy birthday. He said, Willie, man, I'm so glad to hear from you. I said, man, you know, I'm just going to call you and say happy birthday. I said, now, it seems to me like it was 5 years ago we celebrated your 75th birthday. He said, you got it right. He said, I'm 80 today. I'm 80. Can you believe that? 80 years old. I'm so excited. But people keep coming up to me asking me what's wrong with me. I said, why did they say that, Wally? What you mean, what's wrong with you? They say, I don't act like somebody who's 80. I'm acting like somebody who's 40 or 50. I'm getting it on. He said, I don't think that my age needs to limit me. I can do all the things I want to do because 80 is just a number. And then I said, okay. And we talked for a minute. Then I said, Wally, where are you today? He said, well, you know, I'm here in Hawaii. I said, yeah, I know. Where are you? What are you doing on your birthday? He said, I'm at Costco. I said, oh, you're at Costco. What are you buying at Costco today? He said, buying? I'm selling cookies, baby. I'm selling cookies. This is going to be my best year yet. I'm so excited. This is going to be my greatest year on the planet. And when I heard that, it inspired me. Mm-hmm. That an 80-year-old man could say, I'm looking forward to the future and not to the past. I am not limited by my age, and I'm expecting and excited about what's possible. Now, here's what I want to say to everybody who's listening. If you have life, you're still here, that you're on this side of the dirt, as they say, and that you've got opportunity, why limit it by saying that, well, this is a certain age, I'm supposed to act a certain way? No. I want to encourage you. Remember, Colonel Sanders started Kentucky Fried Chicken at the age of 65 when he could not live on Social Security. He said, I can't, I got to do something else. He started frying chicken and taking it around the country, selling his recipe. Clara Pella was 82 years old when she did her first television commercial, said, where's the beef? And George Burns was 99 years old and had the nerve to sign a 10-year contract with Caesar's Palace. He said he would have signed a 20-year contract, but he didn't think they'd be in business.
So Dr. Jolly, I'm going to take some of my show show back from you.
I'll take it over. You know I'll take it over. I'll take it over.
This is the senior zone, Sean Perry.
Boy, you know it'd be the Willie Jolly senior zone.
Exactly. That is super. But tell me real quick, because you spoke about self-limiting beliefs just now, right?
Yes.
So for those that are out there sitting on their couch and just doing the supposed to things, you know what I mean?
Yes.
By that, you know, how can we get them to put aside those self-limiting beliefs and move into this space that they're currently in, whether they're 65, 75, 85, I don't care what number they are, but they still have value. And that's what I really care about,
right?
You know, with our seniors out there. I talk to my mother all the time that, you know, she thinks because she's gotten to a certain point that she's supposed to, you know, do this and behave this way. And she's missing so much life. She's listening right now.
Yes.
And so speak to her, but you're speaking to other seniors as well that they still have life left to live.
I think you got so much life left to live. And I think what is important that you have to rediscover your passion. Now, when you were a child, each one of you who's listening, the people might ask you, what do you want to do when you grow up? And you would tell them some very specific things I want to do when I grow up. And you grew up and you had a family and started doing it. But then you got to a point where you retired and you said, OK, well, I don't know what to do now. Well, I'll do what the norm says. But I want you to recapture those days of young yesteryear. And what do you want to do when you grow up? Man. If you could live another 80 years, what would you do? Once you answer that question, then do it.
Yes.
Okay? Answer that question and do it. Remember, look, that Moses didn't get his call to ministry till he was in his 80s, and that people around the world are doing great things. Well, I heard a great quote about somebody the other day who started a mentorship program in her 80s because she had been a teacher. She loved teaching. She really loved teaching. We retired, and she said, well, everybody's kind of playing bingo or sitting around watching the soap operas. I got to do something because I'd rather wear out then rust out. Come on, somebody.
Right.
And so she started a mentorship program in her neighborhood that grew, bloomed, blossomed, that thousands of young kids were taught math because of her abilities. And she prospered. She, not just financially, she made money, but more importantly, she prospered in terms of her self-esteem, her excitement, her value. I want to encourage people, as long as you're here, you know, in the movie The Color Purple, Miss Seeley was leaving her old, mean, abusive husband, Mister, and he said, nobody's going to want you. Where you going? You're ugly. You're dumb. She said, I might be all those things, but I'm still here. Mm-hmm. And as long as you're still here, you've got an opportunity. So I'm encouraging people. You know, someone asked me yesterday, when do I plan to retire? I was at a dinner in Charlottesville last night, and I said, retire? That's not in my vocabulary. Maybe I'll slow down. Yeah. But I found what I love to do. Yeah. And so I'm going to do it till they put me in the box.
You know, I made a transition from corporate America, as we were talking off air earlier. You know, at the age of 50.
Okay.
I started the senior zone, maybe a few months shy of 50.
Okay.
Right around the age of 50. And it wasn't until I made that commitment. And I had fear on that other side.
Sure.
Okay, how am I going to pay the bills?
Sure.
How am I going to get through this little rough time? You know, what are we going to do? And all that kind of stuff. And I didn't know. I started the senior zone and went into this blindly with no radio background, Dr. Jolly, with no journalism experience. None of that.
Uh-huh.
I started it blind. And I haven't looked back a day since. God has put people and experiences in my path that has blessed me to be here. We celebrate 4 years next Monday.
Wow. Wow, congratulations.
Next Monday. I'm excited. Thank you so very much. But I only say that because I want that story, and I have more to share in that story, you know, to other people that you still have life left to live.
Absolutely.
And there's things you've been wanting to do and putting off. The best time to do it is when?
Right now.
Right now. And you don't have to have all the experiences. You know, you have to have all the degrees and the trainings and all that kind of stuff. Just start and start right where you are.
Do what you love. You know, maybe you love cooking. Maybe you love cooking. Start cooking and be a blessing to somebody else. Maybe even start a little small business doing it.
Mm-hmm.
You like writing. Well, start writing. You know, the Delaney sisters were in their 90s and decided to write a book. People told them, you're too old. Why are you acting like that? Why are you being foolish like that? You're wasting your time. But they said, we've got something to say. They wrote a book called Having Our Say. The book became a New York Times bestseller, a Broadway play, a PBS special. They became millionaires after the age of 90, and one was almost 100. And they wrote books until the hundreds, and they continued to live full out until they didn't have more life to live. You know, I believe you ought to live full, die empty. All right, full, live full, die empty. And so I'm planning to do that, and I'm encouraging everybody who's listening to do that. I love to tell the story. We might have to break it. Okay? Oh, yeah. I got a great story for you.
You got many great stories.
I got another one.
To the Senior Zone. This is your host, Sean Perry, and my guest today is Dr. Willie Jolly. You can listen to us online at myspiritdc.com. We'll also plug this in on our podcast after the show.
Oh, fantastic.
TheSeniorZone.com. So, Dr. Jolly, real quick, when did you realize, you know, that you had something to say, that you had value that you could add into the lives of many?
Well, for those who don't know my story is that I was a nightclub singer and a jingle singer. In fact, I sang the jingle, first jingle, big jingle for WYCB. 1340 AM, WYCB. That was a jingle singer. So I sang jingles of WYCB and Channel 4 and BET and made my living singing jingles. That was my side income. My majority income was from my singing in nightclubs. And things had gone well, had won the award, best jazz singer, best performer, and having a great time at it after 5-6 years, just killing it. But then one night, went to the nightclub, club owner said, I want to talk to you after tonight's show. Told the guys in the band, we've been selling out for months. We got standing room only audiences. We're about to get our raise. We walked in the office that night. He said, we love you. You guys are great, but we realized we got to get a better return on investment. The only way to do that with a full nightclub is full every night is to lower the cost. The band's the biggest cost. We figured if we could get something that was static and not have to pay the band, we could make more money. And there's a big thing that's filling up nightclubs right now in America, going across the country. We bought a karaoke machine. I said, but what about my bills? And I learned that night, nobody care about your bills, but you and the people you owe. And I went home and told my bride, my wife, that I got to do something else. And by the way, when I mention my bride, I always have to take a moment because I get weak in my knees because we're newlyweds. June 28th, we celebrated 31 years of marriage.
Wow.
So thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I told her if she leave me, I'm coming with her. And in fact, we're finishing our first marriage book, Make Love, Make Money, Make It Last. How to stay married and enjoy it. So the people, please stay in touch with me about that book. In fact, I want to give everybody
Make Love, Make Money, Make It Last.
Mm. 10 steps to shape a great marriage.
Can't say it any better than that.
Oh, come on, somebody. In fact, I want to encourage everybody to go to my website at williejolly.com/3M. Make Love, Make Money, Make It Last. Number 3M. And just fill that in and you'll get a video, beautiful video with some of the tips from that book. So, and if you go to the website, williejolly.com, just hit the all access badge, then you'll be able to get some free ebooks, some free music, some free audios, some free shows from my XM. So anyway, I get fired. I replaced by a karaoke machine. I tell my bride, I'm going to do that. I'm going to do something else with my life. I took a job with the school system, talking to little kids about staying away from drugs, found what I was born to do, speak to people, inspire them, from the little kids, the teachers to the associations, and then it grew churches. Mm-hmm. And then in 1999, I was named one of the top 5 speakers in the world. In 2005, inducted in the Speaker Hall of Fame. It all happened because I got fired. Now, where did I find my voice? I was 33 years old when I found what I was supposed to do with my life after having a setback. And that's why I wrote the book, A Setback is a Set Up for a Comeback, because you're going to have setbacks. No matter where you are in life, you're going to have setbacks. But if you have a positive attitude and a positive expectation and you got faith, you can start to turn those setbacks into comebacks. Well, I was able to do that. And from that now, I'm able to travel around the world, giving motivational speeches, doing television. My XM show is number one in the country, doing radio right from here, writing books, doing columns, and just having a ball.
And it sounds like you're just having
a ball.
A ball. That's how you can sum it up. I got a lot I have to say and ask you, but I want to try to stay focused, you know, here, because I want to motivate some senior out there. I don't care if it's just one senior
adult
that's out there today. We talked about self-limiting, you know, doubts and beliefs, but it's also societal pressure,
yeah,
you know, too. Can you talk to some of the societal limits that are placed on us that just deny us from moving into that space of, you know, purpose and passion and prosperity?
You know, we sometimes limit ourselves. We're like horses with the blinders on. They put the blinders on so you can't see outside the traditional frame of reference. But if you take the blinders off, there's all this world that's all around you. And you've got to be willing to take the blinders off of the norms and the limitations. I believe we're about to see this happen right now in America with the election of potentially the first, we will know tomorrow, of the first woman president. That was unheard of 40 years ago. We just had unheard of black president. And so don't let your, as Wally Amos said, don't let their age limit you. You know, Satchel Paige was pitching in his 50s in the Negro Leagues. Mm-hmm. And they asked him, how is it that you're pitching at this age? He said, age is about mind over matter. Absolutely. If you don't mind, it don't matter.
I knew that was coming.
You knew that was coming. So I'm encouraging everybody here. Don't let the norms of the societal norms limit your success. I remember when I started speaking, someone said, you're starting this new career. You've not done it before. You were a singer. This is not what you should be doing because it's not what you're expected to do if you were a singer. I said, well, why does that limit me? Yeah. And so why do I stop doing something just because that's the societal norm? No, I want to be a speaker. I sang, I appreciate it, but I also have some brains in my head. I think I can do this.
I heard you say, Dr. Jolly, in the past that we are designed for achievement, engineered for accomplishment. And that achievement has no expiration date on it.
No, it does not. It does not have an expiration date on it. And I think that's one of the things we have to help people understand, that you were born to achieve something with your life. God's gift to you is life. Mm-hmm. Your gift to God is what you do with your life. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to make sure that when my time comes to end my time here on this planet and I stand before God, he won't say to me, I am so upset that I made you. Good God, every time I think of that, I'm upset that I made you because you didn't do with your life what I sent you there to do.
Leave a deposit.
Come on, somebody. You
know, I don't talk about interrupting, but it reminds me of a thought from Ben Franklin. Well done is better than well said.
That's exactly right. And I'm encouraging everybody to do what you were born to do. You have not limited. That wasn't limited because of your age. It didn't stop being what you were born to be because of your age. You just matured. You're probably better to do it than you were ever before. This is your time. So we only got a couple minutes for this break. Yeah. I want to give this story because this is my favorite story. If anybody ever hears me speak, I always end with this story.
Go ahead. It's your
because
floor.
It's so powerful. I was a new speaker. I had no books, no tapes, no radio, no television, had no credentials to be a speaker. Struggling to keep the lights on, struggling to keep the phones on. It was tough. It was hard. I would try and make sales calls and people would hang up in my face. I'd get discouraged and wouldn't make any more calls that day. One day I was making my first call and the guy said, I like the way you're talking. I'd like for you to come and speak for me. I think you'd be great. I said, really? He said, yeah, we're having our meeting in Orlando, Florida, and we'll fly you down. We'll pay you. I said, great. Went to Orlando, gave the speech. They gave me a standing ovation. Then they gave me my check. I was ecstatic. I finished meeting and greeting people, went on back to the airport to fly home, got on the flight. Flight took off. I'm feeling good. I pulled that check out a second time to get that same thrill. But the second time, I saw it, I got depressed because I realized that money was already allocated. It was gone. Mm-hmm. I owed a water bill, a phone bill, a light bill. I phoned everybody. And I'm starting to feel bad and having a pity party right there with myself. An older gentleman across the aisle struck up a conversation with me. He talked about the fact that he was a minister and every day he lectured in a different city. I said, you fly every day? He said, yeah. And then he asked me a question that changed my life. It has continued to change my life every time I tell it. He said, how old do you think I am? I said, look like you may be 60. He smiled, took off his glasses. He looked me in my eye. He said, I'm 88 years old. Wow. I'm 88 and my best is yet to come. Woo! In that moment, everything shifted in my head because if an 88-year-old man could have the optimism to believe that his best days were in front of him and not behind him, what did I have to whine and cry and complain about? And I went home with a new attitude, and I got on that phone and started making sales calls. They say no, I'd say next. Mm-hmm. And things have changed because of that man. My life has been transformed. And I'm saying to everybody who's listening right now, Your best is yet to come.
It always will be.
Your best is yet to come.
You got to have that sort of disposition, that thinking.
That attitude. It's an attitude. It's a mindset, an expectation. And so if you get that mindset, okay, I can do more with my life. I'm not giving up. This is it. I'm just getting started. Then you'll start to see stuff happen in your life. I'm excited about being here on the Senior Zone.
I have Dr. Willie Jolly.
Come on, somebody.
On the Senior Zone.
Yes.
If that's not a testament that God is good.
Come on.
And faithful,
yeah.
To deliver.
Hey.
I don't know what is. My mama, if you say hello to my mama out there.
Mama,
she's up in Philadelphia right now.
She's in Philadelphia,
strike, I believe, still. And Philadelphia's gonna be some nonsense going up there today.
Oh,
you know,
hello, mama.
Diane Perry,
God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. You did good when you raised this here boy, and you did good with Sean Perry. Now I'm encouraging you in Philadelphia. What part of Philly, by the way?
Center City, downtown.
All right, I grew up in West Philly, by the way.
You grew up West Philly?
53rd and Arch Street, okay. But I want to encourage you that this is Philadelphia and this is your time to fly. Philly needs you. Philly needs your expertise, your insights, your encouragement. So I'm encouraging you to make the most of this time and know that your best is yet to come.
Will you stay around?
Of course.
Stay around because we do some birthday shout-outs and some
news.
Oh,
we
got to
do
right
some shout-outs.
So we're gonna do that real quick. But right now, speaking of your best days are yet to come, this is Your Best Days Are Yet to Come by Bishop Paul Morton. We are returned with birthdays of the week as well as news and announcements.
All right.
You may think that it's over, that your life is done.
The best is yet to come.
Don't sweat the challenge. Your battle's already won. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's yet to come.
Listen, y'all. See, God writes the end before the story began. Oh, he told me to tell you the best.
It's yet to come.
As the author of your faith, he wrote a provision for you to win. You're a winner, you're a winner, you're a winner.
Yeah. You ain't seen your best days yet.
You ain't seen your best days yet.
You ain't seen your best days yet.
I don't care what people told you, you ain't seen the
best. You ain't seen your best days.
Oh, what a... Sister,
you ain't seen your best days yet.
Stay in the word, my brother, my brother, my brother,
you
my
ain't
brother.
Seen your best days.
Trust in no
your
one.
Best is yet to come.
Oh, oh, oh.
You ain't seen your best days
Would
yet.
You deposit this word in your heart?
You ain't seen your best days yet.
No, it's not too late for you to start. I want to encourage you. I just want to encourage you.
You ain't seen your best days yet.
You ain't seen your best days yet. Get away from negative words. Get away from negative people. Hear God speak to
the
you.
The best.
Do you hear me? Oh, you're gonna run and not be weary. You're gonna walk and not faint. Oh, the best is on the way. I see you, eagle. I see you flying high. Ooh, you ain't seen nothing. You ain't seen.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday to you.
To you.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you.
We are back, and this is certainly the best time of the show for me, where we get to acknowledge and recognize those that are still here and celebrating yet another year, Dr. Jolly. And do you mind jumping in, Dr. Jolly, giving some of these shout-outs?
Yeah.
The first one we have is Miss Renee Pearson. She is the Big 6-0 on Wednesday, November 9th, hailing from College Park, Maryland. I'm going to let you do the next few, Dr.
All
Jolly.
All right. Then we got Mr. D. Mangum. He's 57 on Wednesday, November the 9th. He's from Alexandria. Miss Debbie Rock, she's 61, Thursday, November the 10th, from Baltimore, Maryland. Mr. Darrell Phillips, 56, Thursday, November the 10th.
I know you know this next one.
From Northwest D.C. And my girl, the sweetheart, I love this woman, Patricia Terrell, and she is going to be on the
10th. Yeah.
She lives in Upper Marlboro. She'll be 57. Here's the thing. If you look at her, she is the most beautiful woman. I mean, she is just gorgeous. Mm. She has this beautiful gray hair, and she has this petite figure. She is just awesome. I'm amazed by that. We got other Joy Payne is 71.
Come
on, Bladensburg, yes, on Friday, November the 11th, and I'll let you read the rest.
All right.
And happy birthday to all.
Happy birthday to all. That was Dr. Willie Jolly. We have Mr. Matthew Swanson is a big 8-0 on Friday, November 11th, from Southeast DC, representing. Miss Marta Estrada is also 80 on Friday, November 11th, from Northwest DC. Happy birthday to you, Miss Estrada, and thank you for listening and supporting the Senior Zone. Two more. Mr. Rex Griffith is 72 on Saturday, November 12th, from Silver Spring, Maryland. And lastly, Miss Ramona Sherman is 86. God bless her.
Bless her.
Saturday, November 12th, from Kensington, Maryland. To have your birthday mentioned here on the Senior Zone, you can email us at info@theseniorzone.com. That's info@theseniorzone.com. Or you can call us at 800-217-1984. And Senior Zone news and announcements. Folks, wherever you might be listening, don't forget to exercise your right to vote tomorrow. Don't sit on the sideline thinking that your vote does not matter. It does. Call your friends in North Carolina, Florida, Pennsylvania, any of those battleground states, specifically to go out and vote. If Medicare, Social Security, transportation, prescription drug prices, and aging services are important to you, then please, I implore you to go out and vote tomorrow. We need your vote tomorrow. Within the last year, I've interviewed both Democrat and Republican congressional candidates. And while I generally do not take, Dr. Jolly, I don't never publicly tout my positions here, I can't sit on the sideline on this one. You know, it's been the Republican response to transfer more of the burden of many of the services on the backs of the elderly. And I just can't stand for that. So therefore, if you want better funded senior centers, more age-friendly services, increased funding for chronic disease research, then it's our position here on the Senior Zone to vote Democratic, vote the Democratic ticket up and down. And by the way, while you're out, go get your flu shot. Over 24,000 people die each and every year from the flu, Dr. Jolly. 90% of those folks are seniors. So
absolutely. Let me say something my uncle said to me last night. I was in Charlottesville, Virginia, and had dinner with my 86-year-old uncle and 86-year-old aunt. And he said, if you do not vote, then you've already voted to not be counted.
Absolutely.
Woo!
Absolutely.
If you don't vote, you've already voted that you aren't worth being counted. And I know you're worth being counted. So vote. Vote, vote, vote.
No decision is a decision.
That's right. That's
absolutely
exactly right.
And I can't say it enough, and I'll leave it at that. Just get out and vote. And by y'all, again, go out and get your flu shot. Next Wednesday, this Wednesday, November 9th, from 1:30 p.m. to 2 p.m. at the White Oak Senior Center in Silver Spring, Maryland. Learn better ways and gain different techniques to help you sleep better throughout the night. You will wake up totally refreshed and ready for the day. For more information on this event, call 240-777-6944. That's 240-777-6944. On Thursday, November 10th, from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m., join us, the Senior Zone, for its post-election midday gala at the Chateau Lounge in Northeast D.C. Live entertainment, food and dance, and so much more. Bring your friends, call your family members, share it with your coworkers. Tell everybody to meet us down at the Chateau Lounge, recently renovated.
Chateau.
You know what that is. I know you know what that one is.
I love the Chateau.
At 11 a.m. on Thursday, November 10th. It's a surefire good time and open to the public. For more tickets, call 202-351-7053. 202-351-7053. As I always do, folks, get your pen ready on this one. Benefitscheckup.org. It's a website that screens for more than 2,000 public and private benefit programs that include help with Dr. Jolly prescription drugs, heating bills, housing and rent, food, legal services, medical costs, tax relief, so much more. Screenings are confidential and it's free. It's the only four-letter F word I like saying on the show. Free. Go to www.benefitscheckup.org to find out what benefits that you may be eligible to receive. One more, the D.C. Office on Aging, their newest program called Safe at Home, promotes aging in place for older adults as well as persons living with disabilities by offering up to $10,000 in home accessibility grants. For more information on this program, call 202-638-0050. That's the Senior Zone. Today, thank you.
I got to give everybody a shout out real quick. I know we got to go. So look, many of y'all heard about my one man show. Many people heard about my one man show, which we did in September the 10th. And we have finally gotten the DVD edited. And if you're a senior and you love jazz, I sang Sunny and Close to You. And I sang some of the stuff I used to sing in the jazz club and then told the story about how I changed my life. It's a tremendous television 2-hour program. If you'd like to purchase a video of that, just call my office or any of my books. You can also purchase my books, 202-723-8863. 202-723-TUNE.
I will put it on my website today as well, and on my Facebook page today.
Great.
Dr.
Excellent.
Jolly. Be sure to join us next Monday here on the Senior Zone. Until then, don't change that dial. The Discover Your Why radio show with my good friend, Dr. Eve Taylor, is up next. Until then, have an intentionally blessed week. We love you.
Be sure to join us on our next broadcast.
Until then,
live simply,
love generously,
care deeply,
speak kindly,
and leave the rest to God. Have a wonderful week, and God willing, the Senior Zone will be here for another informative and entertaining hour next Monday morning at 10 a.m.